The library is most people there, but the library.
And what do you call a place with a rod of hangers for hanging up clothes?
Closet.
Okay, and if you have a big piece of furniture that you might hang clothes in, does that have a difference?
I know I have that one.
What do you call the overlapping horizontal boards on the side of the house that keep the window out? I don't remember what half has.
Yeah.
It's just the way they're
called. Yeah, that's how it's called.
Do you ever call them weather board on the side?
No, it would probably be fine, not maybe.
So you just don't use the wind very often. Okay. What do you call this area right out in front of the house?
The yard?
Well, between the house and the yard, going right outside the door. If you had a small porch that didn't have a roof on it, would you have another name for that?
I don't know.
Uh-oh. How old is he?
I'm not
old. Okay, what do you call a small fenced area near a barn where you might put the cows before milk?
Barnyard.
Okay, is there a separate part of the barnyard for a smaller place where you might put them just for the cows before you milk them?
I don't know.
Okay.
Okay, I didn't
know
any of that before.
What do you call a large wooden container? It's about this big around, I guess, and it has a handle. And
a bucket? A water bucket?
Okay. And if it's made out of metal, do you call it anything?
Yeah, a water bucket. A paper. I don't know. Could
a wooden one be a fancy? Or would that steel? what do you call the heavy iron pans in the kitchen for frying food?
Frying pan or skillet.
Same thing?
And then turkey frozen spider. That's old time. I always say frying pan.
Do the spiders used to have legs on them, or are they just like a frying pan?
Well, now there is a difference, but I don't know. I suppose the spiders had the legs. I've seen it, but I've never owned it.
Okay. And what do you call the thing at the kitchen sink where you turn the water on?
Basket.
Okay. Either one?
Yeah.
Okay. And if you had one on a barrel, like a barrel of syrup or something, what would you call that?
This is a
faucet.
I reckon. I don't know.
Okay. And how about if you had one out in the yard that you could put a hose on?
Well, it all be the same thing.
Okay. when you buy a few cans of food at the store, what do they put them into before you carry them?
Paper bag.
Okay.
Sometimes a box.
And do you have a name for a large bag made out of loosely woven cloth, a heavy bag, that used to be used a long time ago, like for carrying 100 pounds of potatoes or chicken feed?
A crocus bag. You mean burlap bag.
Is that the same as a crocus bag? What, do you know what they were used for? Was it just for
beans? It was about beans in it. Like sweet beans, like it's going to feed the cows and all that. And about potato in it, about sugar in it, and meal and grits and things like that before they started bagging it up, you know, putting it in paper bags like this. You just go to the store, and buy it loose, and they put it in a paper bag.